You're with us for the morning show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. Last hour, we talked with Republican U.S. Senator Ron Johnson. Now we have Democratic U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin on the line, talking through the federal response to the pandemic. The $3 trillion HEROES Act passed the House last Friday, but Senate Republicans are pushing back on a fresh round of coronavirus relief. What do you want to tell Senator Baldwin about Congress and how it should handle pandemic-related aid? We're at 800-642-1234. Senator Baldwin, welcome back to the Ideas Network.
It's a delight to join you. Thank you.
How do you feel about the HEROES Act and this $3 trillion spending relief economic aid?
Well, I think that the House has done its job in terms of taking necessary next steps with regard to our battle against this pandemic. I think that there's some different approaches that might be taken in the Senate. But as you note, there is resistance to taking up a relief package at all right now. And that concerns me greatly as I hear daily from constituents who are really, really struggling in this pandemic, whether it's our agricultural sector, our manufacturing sector, whether it's food insecurity. There are a lot of issues that have not been resolved in the or even addressed in the previous CARES Act and other actions taken amid this pandemic.
Senator Johnson said, look, the CARES Act wasn't perfect. We have to make sure that we get this $2.9 billion to the right places before we do a fresh round. What do you see there?
Well, let's take some of the things that weren't addressed, for example, in that measure. We didn't increase the availability of food stamps during this pandemic, and yet we're hearing from many constituents whose income has diminished or dropped off entirely. And literally can't afford food for their tables. And this is a big concern. Also, we're finding that the food stamp program, SNAP as it's known, doesn't have the flexibility for those who must remain quarantined to contemplate something like delivery, which others can accept. And so there's some policy changes, et cetera, in that program that I think we really need to take up. And in fact, the House passed bill does. There are any number of areas where we are seeing dire situations. We are seeing cities needing to look at laying off, furloughing employees who would be considered essential employees right now. And we can't have these basic services stopped. And so I think the stabilization of local and state governments, which are really taking the lead in fighting this pandemic, is another situation that we need to deal with further than we did in the CARES Act.
U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin on the line. Let's bring in Russ now in Stoughton. Hi, Russ.
Hi, good morning. First of all, I would like to thank Senator Baldwin for all the veterans causes that she gets behind. That's much appreciated. And you're welcome. And secondly, I'm a 73-year-old Vietnam veteran. I filed my taxes last year. I still have not got my stimulus check. And I know so many people have gotten them a month, 6 weeks ago. I'm wondering, what is the delay?
Well, I'm glad you asked. There have been, obviously, most have now been distributed, but we are still finding folks that have filed their taxes and have a deposit institution should be on record with the IRS. I would be happy to tell you a couple of things. One is we have a full resource list on my my official Senate website, baldwin.senate.gov, which answers basic questions. But there is now, I think, a portal with the IRS to try to inquire. We're also happy to assist in any way we can. It has been very difficult for those who hadn't filed recent taxes, and therefore the IRS had no deposit institution
to trace it
record.
To. Yeah,
that's right. And so those have been mailed by last known mailing address. And some of those cases have been more complicated. In addition, a lot of people getting VA disability benefits or Social Security retirement benefits whose income was low enough that they did not need to file a tax form last year have had some challenges in getting their stimulus payment, the direct payment through the IRS. But we did mandate that the IRS work closely both with the VA and the Social Security Administration to use that depository information that the other agencies would have. But it hasn't been perfect, as this caller mentions, and people are still trying to hunt down
and get those checks. Let's bring in Tony now in Milwaukee. Tony, hi.
Hi, how are you? Thank you for taking my call.
Good, go ahead.
Yes, Senator Baldwin, I'm kind of concerned because it seems to me the people in Washington, and I'm not pointing my finger directly at you, but I'm talking mostly about the majority leader and stuff. They're so out of touch with what's happening down on the street. I mean, 38 million people are out of jobs, and nobody can get it through their head that we need help down here. Is it going to take another depression? I mean, what is it going to take for Congress to pull their heads out of their rear ends and start helping people down at the street level?
Exactly. We need to absolutely be focused on how to safely reopen the economy, that has unfortunately not been the concern at the top. So I think one piece of advice is to contact all of your congressional representatives, your House member, contact both Senator Johnson and myself. Share what you're going through, because the only way we're going to turn somebody like Mitch McConnell around, who has said that he's not particularly interested in passing another relief package, is when they do hear a lot more about what's happening on the ground. And, you know, for me, it is something that I do daily is reach out to constituents, and certainly my staff are sharing stories. I've been hearing direct stories from folks who are essential workers in our deemed essential workers in Wisconsin, but not being able to access the protective equipment that they need to stay safe while they're at work. Those who are without employment right now have had frustrating experiences getting unemployment because the demand is so high and they're not staffed up yet fully at the state unemployment office to
and
process
Senator,
in a timely member.
Senator, we have to leave it there. Thank you for joining us.
Oh, my gosh. It flew by.
It flew by. Yes. Democratic U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin of Wisconsin, and you're listening to the Ideas Network.